His check on stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio. Denise George, president of the Sharon Hospital, presents the State of the Hospital Community Update 9 to 10:30 at the Sharon Town Hall. Light refreshments will be provided. The Salisbury-Sharon transfer station will be closed all day on Saturday due to the fact that Saturday is the day of the funeral for Bullet Sherwood. Once again, a reminder, the transfer station, Salisbury-Sharon transfer station, will be closed all day on Saturday. Meanwhile, a phishing scam targeting HealthQuest employees may have resulted in the leak of patient information, according to a notice from the healthcare provider. John Nelson, Director of Public and Community Affairs with HealthQuest, could not provide an exact number of impacted individuals as the investigation is ongoing. The priority, he said, was to provide security for those affected. The incident occurred in July 2018, during which multiple employees were tricked into sharing their email account usernames and passwords. Shortly after the incident, HealthQuest hired a cybersecurity firm to aid with an investigation. HealthQuest began altering potentially impacted individuals Friday, and those affected should expect to receive a letter by June the 10th. In Great Barrington, the town and its engineering consultant, DPC Engineering LLC, are performing smoke testing as part of a sanitary sewer evaluation beginning today. Smoke testing involves blowing harmless smoke into sanitary sewer mains to determine any areas through which storm and surface water may be entering the sewer system. The smoke should not enter homes if houses have proper plumbing, ventilation, and water traps containing water. Homeowners are advised to run water fixtures that are not regularly used to fill the traps. The testing will be conducted between the hours of 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. and will not interrupt sanitary sewer service. The Great Barrington Fire Department and Great Barrington Police Department will be notified when the testing is taking place each day, and police details will accompany when necessary. Should smoke enter homes or businesses during testing, the public is asked to open windows to allow ventilation, the location of the smoke, and to notify a member of the testing crew. The smoke should clear within a few minutes. Questions or concerns, contact James Rivers of DPC Engineering LLC at 413-244-6072. The Falls Village Board of Education has their meeting at the Lee H. Kellogg School, 6 o'clock until 7 o'clock. At 7 o'clock in Cornwall, Connecticut, the Inland Wetlands Agency has their meeting at the town offices and the Board of Selectmen at 7:30. Falls Village Canaan Historical Society, first Tuesday at 7 Summer Talk, South Canaan Meeting House, Route 63 in Falls Village. Speakers will be Stephen Casey and other members of the Railroad Museum of New England in Thomaston. It is open to the public. Donations are appreciated. Coming up, National Cancer Survivors Day, 5 till 7 p.m. at the Town Grove, 42 Ethan Allen Street in Lakeville. Celebrate life. Music provided by Northwest Passage, guest speaker Sandy Dennis, drinks and hors d'oeuvres, and a raffle as well. Suggested donation at the door includes 4 raffle tickets. That is $10 of a donation. On June 6th, a family fun night put on by the Sharon Center School PTO, a maker fair, a take-a-party. It runs from 6:30 till 7:30. Take apart household appliances, computer phones, and more to see what makes them tick. On June 6th, the town of Ancrum has a planning board meeting coming up at Ancrum Town Hall at 7 p.m. Application for a special use permit for an auction house on a parcel of land owned by Donald Duxa at 1030 County Route 27A. Senior citizens across the towns of Region 1 invited to a social on Friday, June 7th at noon at the Grove in Lakeville. The free luncheon is hosted by Recreation Departments of Cornwall, Kent, Salisbury, and Sharon. Seating is limited. Reservations are required. Contact Lisa at 860-435-5186 and Leslie at 860-927-1003. The Sandfield Arts Center on Hammertown Road presents their free Friday movie night presenting The Little Mermaid on June 7th at 5:30. Free popcorn will be provided. More details, sandisfieldartscenter.org. Copake Grange on Empire Road in Columbia County presenting an open mic night on Friday, June 7th, 7 till 9 p.m. You're encouraged to participate in the evening's festivities or become an audience member. More information, 518-329-3152. The Falls Village Congregational Church will hold its annual tag sale Saturday, 8 until 2, on the church grounds on BB Hill Road across from the Hunt Library. Armenia Free Library holding its annual book and bake sale on June 8th from 10 until 2. Kent Art Association will participate in the state's Open House Day on Saturday with a free lecture with art historian Matt Solta speaking on recent finds and about one of the world's most iconic paintings, Leonardo da Vinci's Mona Lisa. The gallery will be open during its regular hours from 1 to 5 p.m. for Open House Day. J.H. Ketchum Auxiliary has a chicken bake, a chicken dinner with salad, bread, chicken, potato, and baked beans, and dessert, iced tea, lemonade, and water. Adults $13, children 6 to 10, 7, 5 years and old, free when accompanied by an adult. Takeouts available at the Ketchum Host Company Pavilion in Dover, New York, June 8th, 3:30 till 6 p.m. Smithfield Church will host their annual ham and strawberry supper on Saturday, June 8th. Servings at 5 and 6:30. Takeouts will be available. To order, contact Frida at 845-373-8454 for reservations. $15 adults, $7.50 for children. Order your tickets and reserve your seats early, as the popular spring dinner usually sells out. Menu features homemade shortcake and fresh strawberries with whipped cream, as well as ham, scalloped potatoes, coleslaw, and fresh peas. The second annual fundraiser in memory of William and Claire Heenan will take place on Saturday, 5 till 7 p.m. at the First Congregational Church, Main Street in Great Barrington. More information, 413-329-7224. You can help celebrate 60 years of the Sharon Playhouse at their event going on Saturday, June 8th. It'll be a season preview and patio cabaret beginning at 6:30. Hear cast members from the upcoming season's show. The fun will continue with a patio cabaret open to all. Bring your sheet music and you can join the fun and sing. Now, admission, a $20 donation. But a $50 donation also gets you all that we just mentioned, plus a pre-show cocktail party with open bar and hors d'oeuvres in the Bach Gallery at 5:30. By the way, there's also a costume contest, which is optional. Come as your favorite musical theater character and enter the contest to win prizes. The Annex in Millerton, New York presents the Songwriter Showcase Saturday, 7:30 till 9:30. Jeff Resch, Hilary Barrow, George Potts, and Steve Deadman. It's hosted by Lance Middlebrook. Sharon Fire Department Ambulance Squad on Sunday, June 9th, has their pancake breakfast at the firehouse from 7 until 10:30. Housatonic Child Care Center will hold its annual Big Rig Bake Sale and Vendor Fair on Sunday from 10 until 1 at the center on Salmon Kill Road. Admission, $5 per child, and benefits the Housatonic Child Care Center. The Stockbridge Grange on Church Street will serve a stuffed breast and chicken dinner on June 9th at the hall from 1 o'clock on. Tickets are for adults and younger. You can dine for half price. Kids 6 and under eat for free. Takeouts are available. More information at 413-298-3185. The Columbia Land Conservancy will hold meetings on Sunday at the Copaic Grange on Empire Road to discuss options in preserving Columbia County's vibrant rural character. The meeting is set to begin at 2 o'clock. For more information, copaicgrange.org. On Sunday, author Tom Shackman will speak about the phony war at the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon. It'll mark the beginning of the 80th anniversary of what is known in English as the phony war, in French as Le Jour de Guerre, and in German as Der Stichkrieg. The talk is part of the library's Sundays at 4 series. Registration is requested, 860-364-5041. The Hotchkiss Library is located on the green in Sharon, Connecticut, hotchkisslibrary.org. Common Ground, a celebration of jazz and Jewish music featuring Wanda Houston and Paul Green, presented on Sunday at the Haverth of Southern Berkshire in Great Barrington on Route 23. Tickets are available. All proceeds go towards the restoration of the Clinton AME Zion Church in downtown Great Barrington. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlake and interlakenin.com and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 4.74 to 24,819.78 yesterday. The NASDAQ starts off the day today at 7,333.02 and the S&P 500 at 2,744.45. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.